Hi, my name is Emily, and I'm going to be answering the question of the week. So, I have a bit of a different thought than I think has been seen in the comments section for this week. So, when you read the passage right before Dumbledore and Snape have their final words, when Dumbledore is explaining what Harry has to do, the first thing he does before he explains is he closes his eyes. And it's, you can see it in the text. And right after he finishes his statement, he opens his eyes again. I always took that to mean that Dumbledore was guarding his thoughts, that he was trying to prevent Snape from being able to, like, legilimens him or figure out his ulterior motive. Because the Dumbledore that's telling Snape that Harry has to die knows that there actually is an alternative, that Harry might not actually die because of what happened in the graveyard. But in order for Harry to go to face Voldemort, in order for Snape to actually tell Harry to face Voldemort, they have to think that Harry will actually die. So I think for Dumbledore crying is one, just feeling the emotion, feeling connected to Snape, and how much it seems he actually truly felt love for Lily, and also pity for the fact that he's forced to emotionally manipulate Snape to get him to do what he wants, because he re S Snape is completely bearing himself at that point, and Dumbledore is still manipulating him. And I feel like Dumbledore is the kind of man that would see how wrong that is, but yet still do it anyway. So that's just my thoughts on this, and thanks guys for the podcast. It's great.